来庆祝母亲节。
Mothers have more influence on anyone than anyone else.
因为母亲对每一个人的影响都比其他任何一个人都大。
They spend more time with their children than anyone else.
他们与子女在一起同处的时间比任何一个人都多。
So we celebrate them for that influence.
所以我们就因着他们对我们生命中这样的影响来庆祝这样的节日。
A number of years ago, I started a tradition of how I would celebrate my mom for Mother's Day.
就几年以前，我开始了以我自己的一种方式来庆祝母亲节。
I don't see her. Where'd she go?
哎，我没看见她了，在这儿。
Interesting. No, I'll share it with her. You'll understand why in a second. Why I'm looking for her. But when I used to call her on Mother's Day.
我以前总是在母亲节的时候给她打电话。
And again, I never know what to say.
但我并不知道应该说一些什么。
So I'd call her, Happy Mother's Day.
然后我就给她打电话说，祝你母亲节快乐。
Well, it's nice talking to you.
今天跟你聊天很开心。
So I figured I should be doing better than that.
后来我就觉得我应该做得更好一点。
So I started a tradition.
所以我自己开始了一种方式。
So throughout the year now, I think about a memory of my mom.
所以就我开始来回忆过去我跟我母亲的一些记忆，美好的回忆。
I try to think of something that, of our time together when I was younger that I want to celebrate.
就我开始去回忆一些在我小时候的时候我跟我母亲在一起的这些时刻，然后我们一起来回忆来庆祝。
So I talk to her and I say, Mom, you remember this time? And we share that together.
然后我就会跟我妈打电话说，哎，你还记得那个时候吗？然后我们就开始分享。
So I was actually going to share one of those with all of you and with her, but she's not here.
本来我今天想把这一段跟你们大家和我妈妈一起分享，结果她今天居然不在这儿啊。
So anyways, so I'm going to skip that part.
所以我们就跳过这一段。
And I'm going to give today part of the purpose of the sermon.
我就想把今天我们分享信息的目的。
Is we're going to give a little bit of direction as to how to make those memories from mothers to children, and of course others as well, very intentional.
就我想特别的想提到，我们怎么把我们的一些回忆啊，就是通过母亲来给你们的子女来传达。
I'm hoping to encourage mothers and others, of course, to remind us of God and God's word and God's ways.
我希望通过母亲还有我们其他所有人都能够时刻来提醒我们关于神的话语。
Okay, so Mom, now that you're here.
好，现在她妈妈来了。
I told them how I started it some years ago, sharing a memory with you on Mother's Day. So I figured today, might as well share it with everybody.
So do you want me to translate this to everybody?
No, that's fine. in high school, one of the things that I remember specifically was this.
So 当我在高中的时候啊，我记得有件事情。
I look back at how you treated me.
就我回想过去当时是怎么来对待我的。
You treated me like an adult.
你把我看成一个成年人来对待。
And you gave me freedom like an adult.
你给了我成年人的自由。
Something that I wasn't used to.
但我当时并不习惯这种自由。
And I'm sure that was incredibly hard.
因为我觉得当时非常困难有这样的自由。
Because I know that I used that freedom poorly often.
为什么呢？因为我觉得我没有很好的去利用这样的自由。
But I do remember that, and I appreciate that, Mom.
但是呢，我依然很清楚地记得当时的情形，也很感激你，谢谢你。
Now I'm going to start thinking about already the memory for next year, and I think about it and try to figure out what's a good one, and I try not to repeat them.
所以我现在开始想，我明年要跟我妈分享一些什么了。
So, again, today we are going to look at intentionally remembering the things of God.
所以我们今天特别要提到我们怎么能够去真的是记住关于神的东西。
I hope that you have your Bible out.
我希望大家都手上有一本圣经。
And follow along.
So, 当我们来讲的时候你就可以跟
上。So, last week we started looking at the parts of 2 Peter.
我们上周开始学习彼得后书，我们讲了这个 PARTS, parts.
Mm-hmm. Purpose, author, recipient, themes, and situation.
就是写作的目的、作者、收信人主题及背景。
Peter's purpose was to stir the readers up, to direct them from dangerous deception.
这彼得后书的目的是什么呢？他就是要来唤醒读者，让他们远离一些危险。
The author, of course, is Peter.
当然，作者就是彼得。
And we're going to hear some more about his highs and his lows.
我们今天会更多来分享有关彼得的属灵的高峰和低谷。
The recipients were Christians in Asia Minor.
啊，那些收信人就是当时，在小亚细亚教会的一些基督徒。
And some of the themes include a common faith with that repeated phrase, "Our Lord" or "Our Savior."
那么整本彼得后书的主题讲到了信心。
And then knowledge.Righteousness and of course judgment day.
他也讲到了知识，讲到了公义，当然也讲到了审判。
And the situation that Peter was writing to is this.
当时的背景是什么呢？
They were facing hard persecution under Nero.
当时他们教会啊，在外界受到了很强硬的逼迫，是来自于那个尼罗王的暴力统治。
They faced soft persecution such as being mocked and peer pressure to live ungodly.
他们同时也面临了一些软性的逼迫，比如说周围人的嘲笑，还有一些周围人施加压力，让他们做一些让神不喜悦的事情。
And they were dealing with false teachers.
当然，他们还有一些假师傅在他们中间。
So that's the book in a whole, and then this is what we covered last week.
好，那接下来我们看我们上周讲到了什么东西啊
？We saw that God provides everything that we need for life and godliness.
就是说，他讲到我们神供应了我们生命中所有所需的。
And we as believers need to make the most of what God provides.
然后我们作为基督徒，作为信徒呢，我们需要利用好神对给我们的这些供应。
And in so doing, we receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of Christ.
这样做呢，我们就可以进入到基督永恒的国度里边。
Our passage is based on that, but to us.
所以我们今天经文就基于这一点。
You see the therefore.
你们可以看一下，在第十节这里有一个所以。
I explain the one of the uses of therefore in this way.
就我自己呢是理解这个词所以在这里的用法。
A therefore is a backwards because.
就所以这个词是和因为所对应的。
I teach our kids Bible because it is important.
比如说啊，我教导小朋友们学习圣经是因为这个很重要。
With a therefore, it is backwards.
但是当我用所以这个词的时候呢，它恰恰相反。
It is important, therefore I teach our kids Bible.
比如他说会说，因为很重要，所以我要教小朋友们学圣经。
So because of our passage last week,
就因为我们上周讲到的经文。
Therefore this week.
所以我们回来学习今天的经文。
Okay. And our passage has three main parts.
然后我们今天学来分享的经文有三部分。
In verses 12 through 13, Peter intends to remind the recipients of the previous qualities of life that we looked at last week.
就在第十二节和第十四节里面，彼得首先要来就提醒这些读者关于生命中的一些品质。
And then in 15, Peter says that he's going to remind them of what is true and what is false.
然后在第十五节的时候呢，彼得讲了他接下来会告诉大家哪些是对的，是好的，哪些东西是不好的。
Today we're going to cover what is true.
就今天我们首先来讲那些好的东西。
And next week we're going to look at what is false.
然后我们下一周来学习哪些是不好的，比如说假师傅这样的。
So keep that in mind as we stand and we're going to read the passage together.
好，让我们记住这样的一个结构，让我们现在大家一起起立来读，来朗诵今天的经文。
Okay. And please read in whichever language you prefer.
你可以用你自己的语言来读。
Therefore, I intend to keep on reminding you of these things, though you know them already and are established in the truth that has come to you. I think it is right, as long as I am in this body, to refresh your memory, since I know that my death will come soon, as indeed our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will make every effort so that after my departure you may be able to at any time to recall these things.For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice was conveyed to him by the majestic glory, saying, This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic message more fully confirmed. You will do well to be attentive to this as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. First of all, you must understand this, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came by human will, but men and women moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. Okay? Oh, no, that's a start of it. Sorry. Thanks, Tobias. You're all right. Okay, so let us begin by looking at verses 12 and 13.
Should I let them to sit down?
Yeah, yes, please. Thank you. Yes.
大家请坐.
Yeah, thank you. So I will remind you of these things.
所以第十二节这里讲到, 我却要将这些事常常提醒你们。
These things refer to those seven qualities of life that we discussed last week.
所以彼得这里讲到的这些事情是对应了在我们上周讲到这些关于生命的品质。
And those are moral excellence, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love.
这些生命的品质是什么呢?就是德行、知识、节制、忍耐、敬虔、爱弟兄的心和爱众人的心。
And he says, even though you know them and are firmly established in them,
他十二节也讲到说, 你们虽然晓得这些事,并且你们已有的真道上坚固,
Peter gives them credit.
彼得首先是肯定了他们。
He concedes that his readers already know these things.
就他首先承认这些读者他们已经知道了这些生命的品质是什么。
And I'm glad that Peter makes this point.
就很高兴彼得今天提到这个。
A lot of our applications are going to be somewhat directed toward mothers today.
因为我们今天所有很多的应用啊,
and this is not because I think that you're negligent as mothers. As Peter notes, that is not the point.
就像彼得讲到一样,
we all need to be reminded. Not only do they know, Peter points out that they were firmly established.
就他们, 彼得还讲, 他们不仅仅是知道, 而且他们在真道上还很坚固。
Peter thought he was firmly established.
就他彼得自己, 他也觉得自己在真道上也很坚固。
And he said, even if all fall away, I will not.
因为在马可福音第14章29节里, 彼得讲到说, 众人虽然跌倒, 我总不能。
And of course we know that he fell away.
当然我们都知道他最后还是跌倒。
Jesus reminds him a little later that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
但耶稣后来就告诉他讲说，你们心灵固然愿意，但肉体却软弱了。We
all need stirred up and reminded often.
所以我们所有人都需要时常的被提醒。All
of us.
所有人。Why
do you think I come to church so often?
你为什么觉得我自己，我会经常来教会？
I need to be reminded.
是因为我自己需要被提醒。Mothers. 所以母亲们。
Remind us often. Verses 13 and 14. Peter leaves us with two reasons why he's compelled to remind the folks to live virtuously. One, it's the right thing to do. If you see me walking around church and my collar's all messed up, right?
比如说有一天你看见我这个衣领这样被梳了起来,
it's the right thing to do. Say, hey, Donald, fix your collar.
然后你肯定会去跟Donald讲说, 哎,你的领子乱了, 然后去处理一下。
Right? It might be a little uncomfortable.
也许好像比较尴尬。
But it's the right thing to do.
但这是正确的事情。
It's also the right thing to do to remind our kids to do their homework.
当然我们也应该去提醒我们的小孩去比如说去做功课。
It's the right thing to do to remind them to play soccer or practice the piano.
比如说还可以去提醒他们应该去踢足球或者是练习钢琴。
How much more so is it important to remind them to do what is right, to live uprightly?
但是更重要的是我们应该提醒他们怎么去在正道上行。
It is important to remind, and I know this, to remind brothers to live with brotherly kindness.
就我们,比如说我觉得,就我自己来讲,我觉得我们去提醒周围的人如何彼此友善地对待彼此是非常重要的。Could
you imagine my five sons if I did not remind them to live with brotherly kindness?
你们可以想象我五个孩子如果不提醒他们这样他们可以和平相处吗?
Right? We need reminded.
我们需要被人提醒。
Besides that, what is more important?
但是就是说我们来想想哪些事情是更重要的呢?
Piano or purity?
是这个钢琴课呢还是说圣洁呢?
Soccer or self-control?
是去踢足球呢还是节制呢?
It's so easy to remind our kids about homework and soccer and piano, but sometimes it's hard to remind them about self-control and purity.
就其实对我们来讲，我们很容易的去提醒我们的小孩去踢球、去练习钢琴，但是我们去提醒他们如何去保持圣洁，或者是有自己的节制，是非常难的。
And then secondly, Peter makes the point that he is not going to live forever.
然后接下来彼得讲了，他知道他自己并不可能是长生不老的。
How long do people live?
就我们在地上我们能活多久呢?
According to the Bible, about 80 years.
就圣经提到，我们可以看到，基本上就可能80年左右吧。
How are we going to make the most of that time together?
那我们怎么来利用好这样短暂的时间呢?
It says in this version, he talks about as long as I am in this body.
就在这一段经文里边，彼得讲到，他说，只要我还在我这个身体里面。
Literally, and most other translations, we'll use the word tent instead of body.
然后在很多翻译里面，他们会用帐篷来做这个比喻。
So Peter uses this figure of speech tent.
然后他们用帐篷，因为彼得这里用帐篷来做打这个比方。
And we're getting ready for summer camp.
我们现在筹划我们暑期的一个营会。
August 12th through 14th, like in the announcements.
就像我们刚才报告里面讲了，我们在8月12号到14号中间有一个这样暑期的营会。
And many of us will be living in tents for a couple days out on the coast.
我们很多人都会那个时候去搭帐篷，住在里边。
Already, I've heard complaints.
就仅仅是2天而已，我已经听到了很多的抱怨。
No electricity?
没有电。
What about the rice cooker?
不能用电饭锅。
It's all right.
仅仅2天而已，没问题的。
Right? It's temporary.
这就是很短暂的，暂时的住在帐篷。
We can deal with it for a little while.
对，我们可以搞定的，没问题。When
we go to summer camp, should I bring my tool belt and start installing electricity?
我们去这个暑假这个营会的时候，难道我们应该带一个工具，然后去搭一些电线吗？
Build a nice home theater system out there.
然后就弄一个家庭影院。
Of course not.
当然不会了。
Why?
为什么呢？
It's temporary, right?
因为是暂时在那儿住我们。
Well, so is life.
其实我们地上的生命也是这样。
Why not focus on the important things?
为什么我们不花精力去关注这些重要的事情呢？
Why not focus, teach our kids, remind them often about these qualities of life, the true qualities of life?
为什么不抓紧时间去提醒我们的儿女关于这些生命中很好的品质呢？
Not because they're bad.
并不是说我们小孩不好。
But because it's the right thing to do.
因为去提醒他们这件事情本来就是正确的，应该做的。
And we're not going to live forever.
而且我们本来生命就很短暂。
Verse 15.
好，让我们来看第15节。
Peter knows that his time is short.
好，彼得他知道自己的时间不多了。
And this letter was written around 64 to 68 AD.
就这封书信是写在公元后64年到68年左右。
About 30 years earlier, Jesus calls a bunch of fishermen to him.
就大约在30年之前，就耶稣他自己去呼召了一群打鱼的渔夫。
James and John, the sons of Zebedee.
就这讲到是有西比泰的儿子雅各和约翰。
And Andrew and Peter, also brothers.
以及他们的兄弟安德烈和彼得。
Jesus calls these fishing partners to partner with him in fishing for men.
耶稣他呼召了这些渔夫，一同打工的渔夫和他一起同工，并且得人如得鱼。
Now years later, they're still working together.
就很多年以后，他们仍然在一起同工。
But the circumstances got increasingly difficult.
但是周围的环境发生了变化，变得非常的糟糕。
I'm going to read a passage from Acts here.
好，接下来我要读一段经文，是来自于《使徒行传》的第12章1到3节。
Says, it was about this time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. When he saw that this pleased the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also.
那时叙利王下手苦害教会中的几个人，用刀杀了雅各的哥约翰的哥哥雅各。他见犹大人喜欢这事，又去捉拿彼得。那时正是除酵的日子。
And of course, we know that an angel miraculously delivered Peter from the jail.
当然，如果我们接着读下去，我们会看见天使奇迹般的把彼得救彼得脱离了这个监狱。
Peter was that close to martyrdom at that time.
但是彼得当时其实离他殉道是非常非常接近的。
And when Peter writes this, things were only getting worse and worse.
就当彼得在写这本书的时候，环境是越来越糟。
Peter lost his best friend to persecution.
这彼得最好的朋友就是这样被迫害了。
And Peter was next in line.
然后彼得他可能就是接下来那一个。
I wonder how many of the disciples Peter saw executed.
我不知道彼得他自己见到多少基督的门徒被迫害殉道。
I wonder when it became urgent for him.
我也不知道他什么时候就变得开始迫切。
I wonder when he felt the burden to remind everyone he knew about the things of God.
我想知道他什么时候开始有这样的负担来提醒他周围每一个所认识的人。
There are some important people in my life who have reminded me.
就在我的生活中也有这样一群就对我来说非常重要的人来提醒我。
My great grandma.
我的外祖母。
She passed away about 8 years ago.
她大约在8年前去世了。
My mom's mom and dad.
My mom's mom and dad.
Yeah.
我的外公外婆。
I'm messing him up, sorry. They're getting old too.
他们年龄也非常大了。
Okay. My dad's mom and dad.
就我的爷爷奶奶。
They passed away a couple of years ago.
他们在几年前也去世了。
All of these people were godly influences on me.
但是这些人啊，他们在我生命中。都有很大的属灵的影响。
But they're passing away.
但是他们都去世了。
My grandparents are the ones that are living are old.
就我现在我的外公外婆他们已经都非常年纪非常大了。
And they're going to die soon.
他们很可能也很快会去世。
Who's going to carry the message?
但是谁又能够把这样的信息传递下去呢?
Who is going to step up and remind the rest of us about these things?
谁又可以站起来提醒我们众人关于这些生活品质的重要性呢
？Who in your family？
你们家庭又是什么情况呢
？Is the message going to die with you？
是不是这样的信息就因你而止呢
？Or are you going to be the one reminding your family？
或者是说你成为你们家庭里边那个不停去提醒周围人的那个人
？Mothers，
母亲们
，and of course fathers too，
还有父亲们。
What are you doing to remind the next generation?
你们是如何来教导你们下一代的?
Continuing on in verse 15.
好，我们接下来看，第十五节。
We see that these things is repeated.
就在第十五节，他反复提到了这些事情。
I'm going to skip all the grammar stuff and just know that these things are not the same these things earlier.
就我也不太想去深究这些语法，但我想告诉你们的就是说，他这里提到的这些事情，跟他之前所提到的这些事情是不一样的。
These things earlier referred to 5 through 7, and these things point forward in the letter.
就是这些事情啊，是他就在十二节里边，他讲到的是我们上周分享的关于生命这些。特质的东西，但这里的这些事情是指将之后彼得会讲的关于那些对的和不对的东西。
These things here look forward to what is true and what is false.
Okay, 那这里的这些事情是讲的，我们接下来会分享的哪些是对的，哪些是错的。
And here Peter is not just reminding them about what is true and false.
就彼得在这里不仅仅是去提醒他们哪些是正确的，哪些是错误的。
He says that he's going to make every effort to make sure that they remember.
他说他要不顾一切尽一切的努力让他们来记住这些东西。
I was thinking about this as I was driving along the road.
我当时我在开车的时候我就在想啊。
Particularly coming, where is that? the 126 and it comes down and there's all the construction signs.
哦，当我开车的时候，路上我就看见了这些就是施工啊，在路上在。
And we live in this age of legal warnings.
就我们是生活在一个周围充满了各种的标识的，就是让你去避免不要去违法的一个世界。
I've passed these signs for the last 2 years.
就我每天都这样开车过，来来往往，我就每天都会去看到这样的提醒，这些标志。
I don't even look at them anymore.
就我根本就不会再去看他们一眼。
There are signs everywhere just to prevent lawsuits.
就这样的标识只是说让我们大家来提醒你们不要去违法。
And I have a friend who has this view of Christianity kind of.
就我还有一个朋友，他对我们的基督信仰有类似的一种看法。
He sees his role as warning people.
他觉得他自己要扮演的一个角色就是要去提醒周围的人。
So he holds up signs with scripture on it out at the Ducks game.
所以他每当在学校有比赛的时候呢，他会去举一个这样的牌子，上面是写了经文。
I don't think that's Peter's method here.
就但我并不觉得这是彼得的一种方式在这里。
Peter has a very clear objective.
就彼得他自己的目标是非常明确的。
He's not just holding up a sign so that his conscience is clear.
就他去提醒周围的人呢，并不是因为他觉得那他自己对得起自己的良心。
He's going to do everything he can to help them remember.
他而且他自己非常努力是让众人能记住他去提醒他们的东西。
He's not just trying to prevent a lawsuit.
他并不是让我们去避免做一些违法乱纪的事情。
He's trying to prevent a spiritual accident.
他其实是为了防止大家在属灵上面出现问题。
And he wants his readers to be able to discern what is true and what is false.
他希望他的读者能够从中来分辨谎言与真理。
Verse 16.
就十六节这里。
Here Peter contrasts the claim of the false teachers that the return of Christ was a myth.
就在这里啊，彼得通过那个用假先就假师傅谎称基督降临是一个虚构的神话来和他们自己。亲眼见过这个基督的威荣来做一个对比。
And he contrasts it with their eyewitness testimony.
翻译快了点啊，他们是和他，就是说他们因为他们看见过基督的荣光威荣，来做这个对比。
In 2 Peter 3:4, the false teachers are saying, "Where is this coming? He promised. Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on since the beginning of creation."
就注意啊，在彼得后书第三章四节这里讲到说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样。
Douglas Moo, one of my favorite commentators.
和道格拉斯穆，我不知道怎么
翻啊。Mm-hmm. Close enough to me. He points out that the Greeks viewed myths as stories invented to control people.
就他觉得就是说希腊的那些神话啊，他们之所以存在，就是因为他们要通过这样的故事来控制人的一些行为。
This claim, this accusation against Christians never goes away, does it?
就这样的一种观点啊，就跟我们基督信仰所冲突的观点一直都存在。
Many times when Christians are brave enough to remind folks to live uprightly, they experience this soft persecution.
所以当我们去提醒周围人应该去正直的生活的时候，往往会受到一些软性的逼迫。
You're just using the Bible, or you're just using religion to tell me what to do.
你仅仅是用圣经来压倒我，仅仅是用你们的所谓的信仰来告诉我应该去做什么。
Peter's answer to that is their testimony.
但彼得对此的回应呢，是他自己亲身的一些经历和见证。
And it's not just his testimony, it says we.
就这样的见证并不是出自于他一个人，而是他周围的众人，他用了我们。
Referring to Peter, James, and John.
这些我们指的什么呢？是指的彼得、雅各、约翰。
These are the three that saw the witnessed that experienced the transfiguration.
对他们三个，因为看见了在就前之前的一些经文里面记载，他们三个是见证了耶稣的圣容。
Do not overlook.The power, the importance of testifying to your Christian experiences.
不要忽视为主做见证的能力和重要性。
Peter used his experience of the first coming of Christ to substantiate his claims of the second coming of Christ.
这彼得用他自己经历了耶稣第一次带来的亲身经历 okay, 然后来证实他的第二次带来。
The secularists and the naturalists, those are the people who deny the supernatural.
就是那些所谓的自然主义者，就是他们否认有超自然能力的这些人。
They base everything off of the observables.
就他们一定要通过自己亲眼所见的事情来认识周围的这些事物。
So state what you have observed.
所以对这些人呢，就把你自己所经历的来告诉他们。
And criminals are tried and found guilty based on eyewitness testimony.
而且罪犯啊，讲的他们也是被定罪，也是因为的周围有这样的目击证人。
Experience and testifying to experience is very important in the Christian walk.
所以我们自己去亲身经历神，并且为神做见证是非常重要的一件事情。
I'm going to read this because I think it's very important.
好，现在要读一段经文，我觉得非常重要。
We need more people.Who were desperate enough to encounter God and brave enough to testify to what happens when they do.
所以我们需要更多不顾一切的去经历神，并且敢于为自己所经历的做见证的人。
We need more people who are desperate enough to encounter God.
首先我们需要一些人，他是真的是要不顾一切去经历神的。
And more people who are brave enough to testify.About what happens when they do.
而且我们需要更多的人能够勇敢地站出来去为神做见证。
That's Peter's model.
这就是彼得他自己要去，他自己为大家塑造了一个。
In verse 17 through 18, Peter explains his experience.
在第十八节到十七节到和到十八节这里，他描述了自己的经历。
And this event is recorded in Matthew 17, Mark 9, and Luke 9.
这件事情是也在马太福音第十七章、马可福音第九章以及路加福音第九章都有详细的记载。
And Peter, from this experience, learned something very important.
就彼得通过这样的一个经历啊，他学到了非常重要的一个功课。
Jesus is not like Elijah, and he's not like Moses.
就耶稣他自己跟摩西和以利亚是完全不同的。
When Peter was going to treat them all the same,
当彼得当时是把耶稣和摩西、以利亚放在一起来做那比较。
God interrupted him.
神立即打断了他。
And he says, "This is my son."
神说，这是我的爱子。
Jesus is so much more than a prophet.
就耶稣他自己是远远高过于一个先知的。
He is the one true God.
因为他是那位真神。
And he calls us to experience life with him.
而且他也来呼召我们，让我们一起来经历他。
And then in verses 19 through 20.
在十九节到二十一节这里
，We see that their experience with God strengthened their convictions.
就他们与神同在的经历，更加坚固了他们的信心。
And it strengthened the credibility of their witness.
而且也更加的坚固了他们之前所见到的东西的可信性。
It strengthened their witness concerning what God had previously stated.In the prophets.
对，然后也同时在巩固他们的信心，对于神之前对他们说的话的可靠性。
It is experience and scripture. We need both.
大家可以看见啊，我们自己的经历和经文是同样的重要。
Scripture was already true, trustworthy, and certain to them.
圣经它本来就是真实可靠并且可信的。
But now for Peter, James, and John, this experience, it made the scripture come alive to them.
但是呢，彼得、雅各和约翰他们自己的亲身经历，让经文就变得更加的，他们的信心在对经文信心变得更加坚固。
It solidified God's word in their lives.
就是他们的经历让他们的信心变得更加坚固。
Now notice here in 21 and then also in verses 17 and 18, Peter uses the word brought.
就在二十一节这里啊，以及到前面十七节、十八节里边，彼得反复用到一个词，就是出来。
And I know it doesn't come out well in the English. I don't know about the Chinese.
就我知道英文这里翻译其实不是特别的确切，但我不知道中文是不是这样啊。
In verses 17 and it says, a voice was brought unto him from the majestic glory.
十七节这里直接过来是说，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说。
And then in 18, he says, this voice was brought from heaven.
第十八节这里提到说，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
And then in verse 21,
在二十一节这里。
It says prophecy was brought or was never brought, right?
他说预言从来没有出于人。
But men were brought.
但是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话来。
With this repeated word, brought, Peter makes a point.
就他为什么会反复用到这个说出、讲出、出来这个词呢？彼得想讲一件事情。
He is clarifying the trajectory, the direction of Scripture.
他这样子讲明了圣经它整个的来源和轨迹。
And it is absolutely top down.
所谓 top down 就是说这个圣经是从上而下而来的。
We don't have prophecy, we don't have the Bible because people thought it was a good idea.
我们拥有圣经，我们拥有这些先知，并不是因为我们需要就觉得哦，圣经是个好东西，我们应该有它。
Instead, God delivered it, delivered this word to us because we need it.
相反的是，是神把圣经启示给我们，是因为我们需要圣经。
So, Peter emphasizes the importance of experience and Scripture.
所以他彼得反复强调自己的经历神的重要性。
And it's important because there are deceivers out there.
为什么很重要呢？是因为在就在他周围确实有很多的这些假先知说谎言的人。
Then and now.
就当那个时候是我们现在仍然是。
So mothers.
所以母亲们。
Remind your children.
就时刻来提醒你们的儿女。
Tell us about the true qualities of life.
来提醒他们关于生命的品质。
Teach us Scripture.
就来教导我们圣经。
Read it to us. Explain it to us. Enjoy it with us.
就把圣经来读给我们听，来解释给我们听，并且和我们一起来享受这个过程。
Demonstrate its authority in your life.
并且让你的小孩看见圣经是如何在你生命中有这样的主权。
I'm under the impression that Scripture changes us.
就因为我清楚的知道经文可以改变我们。
When it does, share that with people.
当你的生命被经文所改变，被经文或神所改变的时候，分享出来。
Help us to see the effect of God's word on your life.
让我们看到神的话语是如何来改变你的生命的。
Feed yourself so that you can help feed us.
先把自己喂养好，然后你就可以去喂养我儿女，就是我们。
And of course, share your experiences with God.
当然，你同时不要忘记去分享你自己与神同在的经历。
And of course, there's plenty of application for fathers and children as well.
当然了，对于做父亲的和做儿女的，我也有一些劝告。
Fathers, husbands.
父亲们。
Foster God encounters in your home.
就去激励在家庭里面去激励与神同在，去经历神。
Children.
就是说，做儿女的。
Ask us questions.
就你们来问我们问题。
Find out what God is doing.
去了解，更多了解神在我们生命中的做工。
When you're reading your Bible and you have a question, ask us.
当你读圣经的时候，你有这样疑问，去问你的父母。
I can tell you when my kids do that, my eyes light up. I go, excellent. Oh, let me help, right?
当他的小孩去问他问关于圣经的经文的时候，他整个人都很嗨。
Ask us questions.
问我们问题。
Find out what God is doing in our lives.
对，然后去看神是如何在我们生命中做工的。
My great aunt Jean, some years ago, was someone who had a profound effect on me.
就是说，当然，她有一位她 great aunt， 我翻译成姨婆哈，在她生命中有很大的影响。
She gave me my first Bible, and I was about half the size, and my Bible was about half the size.
他给了我人生第一本圣经，那时候我非常的小，然后他给了我一本很小的圣经。
I still have it.
我现在还保留着。
Yeah, I was going to bring it today.
我本来今天想带来的。
I've pretty much wore that Bible out.
因为我反复读那个圣经，被我读得很旧。
Yeah, actually, in thinking about it, Tobias, it looks like one of yours.
那我觉得这好像就跟他儿子一本圣经一样。
Pages are falling out, the covers doesn't stay on it.
他这些圣经的那些页，就是那些书，他都完全都散了。
But I remember that she gave it to me.
但我记住是因为我的这个姨婆 Jean 她给我的。
And I remember every time she would come visit, we would always talk about Jesus.
就每次她来看望我们的时候，我们都会一直来讲耶稣，讲关于神的事情。
She when she come visit, she'd sit down. Hey, let me tell you about Jesus.
就他来看望我们的时候，他会坐下来跟我们说，哎，让我来跟你聊一聊关于神，关于耶稣。
All right, and Jean.
然后他说好好好。
And I'd sit down and she would remind me.
然后他们就坐下，然后 Jean 就会去来提醒。
When she got old, she had a stroke.
就当她年老的时候呢，她突然患了脑溢血。
And we were the only ones close enough to visit her.
但是我们是跟她关系最近的亲戚，所以我们就会去探望她。
And again, so I, of course we went and visited her.
当然我们去看她吗？
And again, I'm always at a loss for words. I don't know what to say.
就因为我每次去看她，我实在到最后也不知道该说一些什么了。
So I.We get there, and of course she has a hard time sitting up and all of that.
对，当我们去看望她的时候，她因为她自己患这个病，她已经没法这样坐起来。
But I said,
这我就告诉她
，Can we pray?
我们能够一起来祷告吗
？And she sits up, she gets real excited.
然后她就坐起来了，然后就非常的激动。她说
，This is going to be a great visit.
她说，哇，真的今天非常棒，您来。
And of course we prayed.
然后我们就一起来祷告。
And then I'm out of words again.
然后我突然也不知道该怎么祷告了。
Well, would you like me to read some scripture?
然后我就说，那要不我给你读一些经文吧。
Can I read you a psalm?
我能给你读一篇诗篇吗？
What's your favorite psalm?
你诗篇里边最喜欢哪一节？
Well, she couldn't remember the number of it.
但是呢，她竟然记不起来她哪一节。
17 or 81, I don't know.
是十八章呢，还是十八篇呢，还是什么？我不知道。
So I asked her, well, what are some of the words in it? Help me to find it.
那你给我几个关键词，让我来想一想是哪一段。
And she says, well, it starts like this.
然后我的这个信他就会说啊，是这样开始的，好像。
She quoted the whole thing.
然后他会把整本一本那个诗篇都给我。
And says, yeah, I like that one.
说啊，这个就是我要找的那一篇。
What a great godly example.
哇，你看这是多么好的，这是属神的一个见证。
That lady helped me remember what is important.
这是我的姨婆让我真的是看见什么东西真的去记住神的话语是多么的重要。
Mothers,
母亲们
，help us to remember.
来帮助我们来记得。
Show us what God does in your life.
来展现出神在你生命中的做工作为。
And teach us Scripture.
来教导我们圣经。
And may God help us remember.
也求神能够帮助我们来记得。
When the distractions, the deceptions, and the difficulties come,
当我们生命中有很多就是说吸引我们注意或者很多困难的时候来到的时候
，we need to remember.
我们仍然能需要记住。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father God, thank you so much for your word. We thank you that you do show up and change our lives.Through your word, through the experiences you give with us or you have with us. And we pray, Lord, that this would be a place, that this would be a community, and these would be families where we talk about and celebrate who you are and what you do. And God, we thank you for this. In your great name, amen. Welcome to the newcomers and the all of that. So, do we have any newcomers here for the first time?
今天有新来的朋友吗？第一次来我们中间的。
Yeah, please stand up and introduce your name and your where you're from. Of course, we know you a little bit, but yeah. So, okay, excellent. Where are you guys from?
Oahu, Hawaii.
Excellent. We should probably guess that by now, huh? Very good. Excellent. Very, you're welcome, and please join us for lunch.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. Welcome. Are there any other newcomers? I don't see any others. Huh? Again, please stay for lunch. We'd love to have you. Okay? And let's see, what else am I forgetting? Let's have the benediction and then prayer.
Okay. 那我们先当然会为我们祝福，然后我们一起来祷告。
Okay.
Oh. 我们先上单。
yeah. Thank you, Calvin, for the reminder. Praise God from May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of us from now until always. Amen. Let's have a moment of, I'll pray for lunch and then a quiet moment of meditation and we'll be dismissed for. Again, God, we thank you that you provide everything that we need to live and live for you. Help us to make the most of that, even in our conversations. May they be filled with reminders of who you are and what you've done. God, we pray for your, again, just your blessing over our fellowship, over our food, and of course, our mothers. It's in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.